今天来请大家读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few passages of the Bible?
我们请翻开约翰福音第14章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
我们读16、17节。
We will read verses 16 and 17.
第16节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
John 14, 16 and 17. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
我们再看14章26节。
Verse 26 of the same chapter.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。But
the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
我们再请读第15章26节。
Chapter 15, verse 26.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。But
when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me.
好，我们再读第16章，我们从第7节读到14节。
Chapter 16, we will read from verse 7 to 14.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我；为义是因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。 为审判是因这世界的王受了审判，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要将把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为
Chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have so many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will let you tell you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you.
好，我们最后再读约翰福音第七章。
Lastly, we will read John 7.
我们读37到39节。
Verse 37 to 39.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说， 人若渴了，可以到我这里来。 信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要活出，要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要做圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
好，我们圣经就暂时先读到这里。那我们请弟兄姊妹，大家把圣经翻回到约翰福音第十四章十六节那个地方，然后我们在主面前再有一点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading, but brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to chapter 16 of the Gospel according to John? Shall we first have a word of prayer?
天父，我们实在满心的感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we really thank you with all of our heart for your grace.
在你爱子耶稣基督复活的早晨，我们这一班蒙恩的儿女能够一同聚集在你宝座的跟前。
On the resurrection day of your beloved Son Jesus Christ, all of who have received your grace can gather together before your throne.
我们能够来向你敬拜，我们能够来在这里一同把我们满心的感谢归给你。
We can come together to worship you and also give you all our heartfelt thanksgiving to you.
父，你也在圣灵里面与我们同在，在这里神与人，人与神不再有间隔。
Father, in the Holy Spirit, you are in our midst, and here there is no gap between God and us, heaven and earth.
在你同在的里面，你也乐意向我们施恩。
And also in your presence, it is your pleasure to give us your grace.
早晨，愿意你再借着你的话来更多的教导我们。
Lord, this morning may you once again teach us of your grace, your word.
教导我们来认识这一位圣灵保惠师。
Teach us to know this Holy Spirit, the Comforter.
他乃是主所差遣住在你儿女的中间。
Who dwells among your children, sent by you.
也住在我们每一个人的里面。
And also, he indwells each one of us heart.
要带领我们更多的认识进入真理。
He will lead us to know more and to guide us into all truth.
也在各样事上，你要来指教带领我们。
And also in all things, you will come to teach and instruct us.
这实在是何等奇妙莫大的恩典。
Oh, what a tremendous, amazing grace this is.
让我们一同在你面前等候仰望你的时候。
That when we are together to look unto you, waiting on you.
愿圣灵实在来对我们说话。
That the Holy Spirit now speak to us.
在这里实在能够听见圣灵对我们每一位所说的话。
So that here we can really hear the voice of the Holy Spirit given to each one of us.
也更求你在我们灵的深处给我们有启示的亮光。
We ask even more that in the depths of our spirit, you will give us this light of revelation.
好叫我们在新的一年起头的时候，我们能够心更多的转向你。
So that in the very beginning of a new year, our hearts will turn even more towards you.
让我们在跟随主的路上能够真是走在主你的心意里面。
And then we can really walk in according to your heart in this path of heavenly journey.
我们愿意把一切荣耀感谢归给你。
We just want to give you all the glory and the thanksgiving.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thankfulness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.弟兄姊妹，我们在感谢主，让我们有机会在他的面前一同有聚集。
Brothers and sisters, we really thank the Lord that once again before Him we could have a gathering like this.
我们在去年有几次的讲论讲到更丰盛的生命。
In the past year, among the few sharing we had, we talk about the more abundant life.
那在上一次我们特别强调怎样学习背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
Last time we emphasized mostly that how we should take up our cross and follow our Lord.
就这一方面来说，主在客观上面已经为我们钉死在十字架上面。
On the one hand, objectively, that our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
我们与主也同钉在十字架。
And also, we were crucified with him on the cross.
那当他从死里复活的时候
，So when he was raised from the dead,
他也是给我们这复活的生命。
He also had given us this risen life.
所以我们在跟随主的路上，如今我们老我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So in this journey following him, our old self is already crucified with him.
如今活着不再是我们自己。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我们里面活着。
But Christ who lives in us.
这是保罗他一生在主面前的跟随主。
And this is how Paul throughout his life followed the Lord in such a way.
这也是主的心意。
And this is also God's heart.
这也是历代以来所有的圣徒在跟随主的路上所要有的经历。
Likewise, this should be the same experience throughout the generations of among all the saints who follow our Lord.
当基督在我们里面活着的时候
，When Christ lives in us,
我们就要开始过一个属灵的生活。
Then that's the time we should start living a spiritual life.
因为主把生命赐给我们，乃是要叫我们能够叫这一个属灵的生命在我们每一个人身上活出。
Because Christ first has given us this spiritual life, so that this life could actually be lived out.
所以今天早晨我们愿意再往前来看。
Therefore, this morning we will take one step further, and we will be considering
主怎样。在我们的里面活出。
How the Lord actually lives out among us.
那我们弟兄姊妹大家都知道，我们蒙恩得救，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that after we're saved by His grace, Holy Spirit indwells us.
所以我们愿意再从圣经给我们的启示里头，我们来首先来认识圣灵。
So, based on the biblical revelation from the Bible, we would like to consider how to know the Holy Spirit.
那下一次如果主愿意的话，我们要再从我们这一方面能够怎样来从我们的灵里面更多的认识圣灵，并且让这个生命从我们里面活出来。
In my next sharing, Lord willing, the emphasis will be on how we can live out this Holy Spirit and come to know Him personally.
好，那我们早晨呢，就先来看关于圣经给我们所启示的圣灵。我们首先呢，要来看在新约圣经里面圣灵他在圣经里头所出现。用不同的名字，它所代表的意义。
Now, based on what the Bible has revealed to us, who the Holy Spirit is, and first we'll consider the names of the Holy Spirit and the meaning of each one.
然后我们再来看圣灵它的工作。
And then we'll consider the ministry, the work of the Holy Spirit.
当我们有这样认识的时候，我们才能够在跟随主他圣灵的带领里面，我们来一同享受他所带给我们莫大的祝福。
Now, it is with this kind of understanding we can really enjoy this great blessing from following the Lord in His Holy Spirit.
好，那我们看见呢，在我们所读的约翰福音第十四章那里
，and from John 14 we just read.
主耶稣他告诉他的门徒他很快就要离开他们。
The Lord told his disciples that he would soon depart from them.
那他的门徒心中极其的忧愁。
Therefore his disciples were greatly troubled in heart.
因为他的门徒们认为主乃是 要来这位犹太人的王。
Because his disciples felt that our Lord should be the Messiah, the coming King of the Jews.
但是他们到了这个时候还看不见主，好像要在地上作王那个光景的出现。
But at this very point, that they still could not see that our their Lord would become King on earth.
突然间，主跟他们讲，他要离开他们了。
And all of a sudden, their Lord said this to them. He was about to depart from them.
一方面，他们心中实在是失望。
So on the one hand, they must be very disappointed.
因为记不记得在福音书里面，他们门徒在主的面前常常在那里，将来主得国的时候，谁要伟大？
Do you recall that in other gospel books that the disciples often argued about who's going to be the greatest when their Lord became the king?
甚至雅各跟约翰呢，利用亲属的关系呢，托他母亲呢去跟主耶稣说情。
Even John and his brother Jacob went to Jesus to try to ask for favors because they had some relatives. They are in this relation of relatives to Jesus.
但是主耶稣说，坐在我宝座的右边跟左边呢，不是我能决定的。
But Jesus says to them that it is not up to me to decide who would sit on my right or left of the throne.
乃是我的父要赐给谁就赐给谁。
It is the Father who by his will would give to anyone he chooses.
所以你看这些门徒们他们在地上跟随主这三年半的时间里头他们心中一直有这个盼望。
So you see, among the disciples, through the 3.5 years they followed the Lord, they all had this hope in their heart.
另外一方面，主突然间要离开呢，主不能够再带领他们。
Now, upon hearing that their Lord would be gone and the Lord would not lead them anymore,
那他们往后要怎么办呢？
They would think what's going to happen to them later on.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
主在约翰福音第十四章里面有两个极重要的启示。
That in John 14 we could see two very important revelations.
第一个乃是启示到他就是道路、真理和生命。
The first is the revelation that our Lord is the way, the truth, and the life.
这主乃是来到地上。借着他就是道路、真理和生命，能够把人带到父的面前。
The Lord is saying that He is the way, the truth, and life, and through Him He can bring people to the Father God.
那主在肉身中一直带领启示圣经许多的真理。
And the Lord in His flesh continued to reveal many biblical truths to them.
但是道路、真理、生命，如果主一直活在肉身当中的时候，似乎没有办法叫这一个救恩临到普天下所有的人。
But if our Lord should continue to live in His flesh, even though He is the way, the truth, and the life, still this salvation would not be able to be imparted to all people.
所以主必须到父那里去。
Therefore, the Lord had to go to the Father God.
然后主又对他们有第二个启示。
And here we see the second revelation the Lord gave to His disciples.
这个启示就是在我们刚刚一开头所读的14章16节那里，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
And this revelation is shown in 14:16 we just read.I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper.
换句话说，一切属灵的实际呢，主在这里就把这一位要成全属灵实际的这一位保惠师，就是真理的圣灵， 介绍给他的门徒，也介绍给我们。
In another word, the Lord is introducing the very spiritual reality to his disciples and also to us. That is the spirit of truth.
那圣灵啊，在新约圣经的里面，我们就看见有许多不同方面的称呼。
Here we see that the Holy Spirit has different titles in the Bible.
那主耶稣首先介绍他乃是一位保惠师，或者小字呢叫做训卫师。
The Holy Spirit, our Lord first introduces the Holy Spirit as the helper or the comforter.
他要与我们永远的同在。
And he will abide with us forever.
并且他是真理的圣灵。
He's also the Spirit of truth.
是世人不能接受的。
Whom the world cannot receive.
也看不见也不认识。
Because it neither sees him nor knows him.
然而我们这一般相信的人却能够认识他。
But to us who have believed in Jesus, we know him.
并且他要常与我们同在。
And also he dwells with us.
并且要住在我们的里面。
And will be in us.
我们先来看一下主一开始介绍这位保惠师。
Here, we would consider that when the Lord first introduces this helper,
保惠师呢，希腊原文的意思呢，是有代理人、辩护人，或者律师，或者是安慰者等等这些意思。
In this word, a Greek rendering means that this person is a lawyer, is a broker, is a comforter.
那这一个代理人呢，他乃是为着他的主人的权益，他要为主人出去辩护，或者为着主人的利益，他要来建议，来让这一个主人能够得到发达。
As a representative of his master, this the Holy Spirit would go out to defend his master's interest, also to make his master's profit grow prosperously.
这一个跟我们今天的我们所认识的律师呢，还有一点不太一样。
And this is somehow a little different from our understanding of lawyer today.
律师呢，可能只在我们打官司的时候给我们有帮助。
A lawyer probably is helpful when we are involved in a lawsuit.
但是这一位保惠师在古代的时候呢，就好像一个富有人家所请的一个总管。
But this helper is just like a steward in old days of a wealthy family.
他呢，为着主人的权益呢，他必须要不管在律师的职分上面，或者是主人各方面的利益上面，他都要极力的为这个主人来争取。
So for the rights and interests of his master, he would do whatever to strive for to reach the maximum interest for his master.
那主呢？首先让我们看见这位保惠师来到我们的中间，住在我们的里面呢，就是为着这个利益。
So the Lord shows us that this comforter, the Holy Spirit, comes to us is for the interests of us.
那保惠师是代表谁呢？
Then whom does this Holy Spirit represent?
读经的人告诉我们
，The students of the Bible teach us，
保惠师来呢，并不是代表我们。
That when the Holy Spirit comes, the Helper comes, he does not represent us。
保惠师来到我们的心中呢，乃是代表我们的主。
Instead, when the Holy Spirit comes within our hearts, he represents our Lord。
他为着主的权益，他住在我们的心中。
For the sake of the Lord's interest that he now indwells us.
因为我们所有 被主宝血重价所赎回来的人。
All of us who were bought at a price by His precious blood.
我们是属于主的产业。
We are our Lord's possessions.
他代表他的主人来到我们的里面。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit representing His Master now comes to us.
他代表他的主人在我们里面凡事上教导我们。
Representing His Master in all things He teaches us.
在任何困难的时候帮助我们。
When we are in difficulties, He comes to our rescue.
我们有任何需要的时候，他恩典不断地供应我们。
Whenever we are in need, His grace continues to supply us.
但是当我们做错事的时候，他需要来管教我们。
However, when we do wrongs, He also disciplines us.
他要在凡事上荣耀他的主。
In all things, He will glorify His Lord.
感谢主。
We pray, thank the Lord.
那说到这个，那我们的代表人是谁呢？
Then as to us, who is our representative?
我们的代表人是我们的主耶稣在天上父神的面前成为我们慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Our representative is this faithful and merciful high priest, that is our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven before Father.
我们的大祭司在父的面前为我们代求。
As our high priest intercedes for us before our Father,
所以我们能够常常带着坦然无惧的心来到施恩的宝座前。
So we can often come boldly before the throne of grace.
来到父的跟前求连续蒙恩惠罪我们做我们随时的帮助。
So we can come before the Father, we can ask for grace and find mercy in time of need.
所以我们看见圣灵是这么样的把主完完全全的代表出来住在我们的里面。
So here we see the Holy Spirit fully representing our Lord indwells us.
并且他一住到我们的里面就永远与我们同在。
And also once he indwells us, he abides with us forever.
一次的得救，我们从圣灵重生，我们就永远是属乎主的人。
Once we are saved, once we are born of the Holy Spirit, we belong to the Lord.
这个重生的经历在这里主就把它表明出来，只有我们能够认识。
Now this very experience of being born again is being shown here by our Lord, which only we who have been saved can understand.
我们能够看见他。
Because we actually see him.
我们在灵里，我们可以知道圣灵住在我们的里面。
And in our spirit, we know that the Holy Spirit indwells us.
并且他要常与你们同在。
And also, he abides with you.
而且要住在你们的里面。
He will dwell with you, be in you.
在英文里头呢，讲的比较清楚呢，就是be with you and in you.
Our English version is very clear on this point because the verse said he will dwell with you and be in you.
With you 呢，好像就在我们的旁边一样。
With you is saying that Holy Spirit is right next to us.
就好像我们旁边有一个帮手，或者是有一个导师不断的在我们旁边帮助扶持带领我们。
It's just like a helper or a tutor right next to you, continue to help, to sustain, to lead you.
住在我们的里面呢，就常常给我们有亮光有恩典，有主的慈爱来交通给我们。
Now, when he abides in us, means that he always has.Gives us this light, this grace from God, this loving kindness in fellowship with Father.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主虽然离开他的门徒。
Although the Lord left his disciples.
但是借着圣灵，似乎主呢更丰富的来到他门徒的中间。
But through the Holy Spirit, it seems that the Lord later came in the midst of his disciples more abundantly.
因为主在肉身当中，不过与他的门徒是一个外面的关系。
Because in the Lord's flesh, the Lord only had this external relationship with his disciples.
但是当圣灵保惠师来到的时候，主跟他门徒的关系仍然有外面的关系，但是更多的进入里面的一个关系里头。
And then once the helper comes, though, although the external relationship maintained, but it seems the Lord has now even gone into the hearts of his disciples.
好，那主呢，又说这一位保惠师，他就是真理的圣灵。
And here, our Lord says this Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth.
那这一位真理的圣灵呢，他如果我们去读约翰一书第五章的时候呢，那里很清楚讲到圣灵就是真理。
As to the spirit of the truth, if you read First John chapter 5, you could see clearly that the Holy Spirit is truth.
那这一位真理的圣灵呢，他要把这一位真实者启示在我们的里面。
And the spirit of truth will reveal the true one in us.
什么是真实者呢？
Who is the true one?
我想从两方面来看。
As to this question, I would like to consider it from two perspectives.
我们从如果还有福音朋友，我们不晓得耶稣，或者是我们信耶稣到底真实不真实。
If among us there are still gospel friends and you do not know Jesus and you cannot tell whether believing in Jesus is true, real or not.
我们过去有一些福音朋友曾问这样的问题。
And in the past, some of the gospel friends once asked questions like this.
我来到美国呢，这是一个基督教的国家。
They said that I came to the States and this is a Christian country.
所以呢大家都信耶稣，我来这里这个大环境，所以呢我也想要信耶稣。
Well, seeing that everybody seems to believe in Jesus, now I came under this bigger environment, so I guess I need to believe in Jesus also.
但是如果我今天是搬到中东去呢？
But what about today if I move to Middle East?
这一带是一个回教的国家。
And in this region, this is a Islamic country.
我是不是也是入境随俗就转信信他们所谓的神呢？
So should I do as Romans do? Then I should change my faith to Islam?
我想除非圣灵真是在人的里面给人有一个真实的开启。
So I believe unless the Holy Spirit really reveals this truth in a person's heart,
谁是真神?
And telling that person who the true God is,
谁是真正的永生?
Who is the true eternal life?
今天在台湾是一个拜偶像极其厉害的地方。
Just as in Taiwan that people worship idols feverishly.
这些偶像呢遮满了整个环境呢，叫人看不见真神。
Their idols simply cover everything, so people's eyes are blinded. They could not tell who the true God is.
许多神的儿女在那里传福音。
And many of God's children share the gospel there.
实在非常的艰难。
And they are doing this in a very difficult circumstance.
但是我们感谢神呢，圣灵在人的心中开启。
But we really thank God that Holy Spirit is revealing in people's hearts.
当人里面一看见神这个真实的亮光的时候呢
，When people truly see the true light in God,
人就能够离弃偶像归向神。
People will be able to depart from idols and to worship God.
从黑暗离开黑暗的权势归向光明。
Then they can depart from the power of darkness into brightness.
这是真理的圣灵所做的工作。
And this is the work, the ministry of the Spirit of Truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们是在满心的感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we are filled with thanksgiving to God.
过去有一位年长的弟兄告诉我们。
In the past, there is this elderly brother who once told us.
他说 ，Salvation is not a decision, it's a revelation. 就是你救恩呢，不是一个决定，乃是一个启示。
Salvation is not a decision but a revelation.
除非人里面接受了这个启示。
Unless men receive this revelation in their heart.
人可以头脑好像接受了。
Men could receive this truth in our brains.
但是当环境当许多的讲解改变的时候。
But if the circumstances change or the teaching change,
人的心就动摇。
Men's heart start wavering.
因为没有根。
Because there are no roots beneath this.
但是感谢主，当神的灵，这一位真理的圣灵进到人的心中的时候。
But we give thanks to the Lord once the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, enters man's heart.
外面不管怎么样的改变。
Regardless of all the external changes.
神的儿女里面有一个确据跟把握。
Within God's children's heart, they have this assurance.
这就是这一位真理的圣灵。
That is the spirit of truth.
那我们从圣经里面也看见。
And also from the Bible, we could see this.
圣灵常常也被称为神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of God.
那我们去读哥林多前书啊。第三章十六节那里就提到
When we read 1 Corinthians 3:16
他说岂不知你们是神的殿吗
Do you not know that you are the temple of God?
神的灵住在你们里面
And the spirit of God lives in you
神的灵住在我们的里面有两个很重要的目的
And for the spirit of God dwells in us, there are two very crucial goals here to reach.
第一个目的呢，乃是表明神那永远的一个心意。
First, the Holy Spirit will reveal God's eternal purpose.
神愿意与人同住。
That is God, it is His pleasure to dwell among men.
不仅住在我们每一个圣徒的里面。
Not only does He live in every single saint.
并且住在教会的里头。
But also He dwells in the midst of the church.
神不仅要得着个人的基督徒。
Not only does God want to gain Christians individually.
神更是要得着一个属灵的家。
But He even wants to more, wants more to have a spiritual house.
所以我们从第一方面就可以认识到这个。
So this is the first point that we need to know.
所以神的灵住在我们的里面，一方面是指着这一个，另外一方面呢，我们也可以看见呢，主的灵在我们的身上。讲到神的灵的时候，乃是讲到他要在我们心中做宝座。
Now the second point of the Holy Spirit being called the Spirit of God is that He wants to reign in our hearts.
因为在罗马书第八章那里告诉我们呢，当我们神的灵住在我们里面的时候，我们就不再属肉体，我们乃是属灵的了。
Because just as Romans 8 states that if the Spirit of God dwells in us, we are no longer in the flesh, but we are in the Spirit.
所以我们可以看见当主的灵在我们的身上他有宝座作王的地位的时候肉体就不再有地位
And here we could see if the Spirit of God reigns in us has a position as a king then the flesh has no dominion over us anymore
那圣灵呢在圣经里面也提到是儿子的灵
And also the spirit of God is also called the spirit of his son
那儿子的灵呢当我们愿意接受耶稣基督的时候圣经告诉我们主呢就差遣他儿子的灵进到我们的里面我们能够呼叫阿爸父
This is saying that when we are willing to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, God the Father will send the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, so we could call Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹，当我们得救的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we are saved by grace,
我们有没有感觉到天父就是天上的神，就是我们的父呢？
Have you felt that this God in heaven is your Father?
还是天上的神仍然是跟我们有一个间隔呢？
Or do you still feel that this God in heaven is so apart from you? There is a big gap between.
在旧约的时代，以色列人对着神是非常的畏惧，并且是敬而远之的。
In Old Testament time, Israelites fear their God very much, so their attitude is the further away from their God, the better.
但是到了新约的时代
，But when we come to the New Testament time,
主耶稣把神是我们的父启示了出来。
The Lord Jesus has revealed to us that God is our Father.
并且当我们重生的时候，这个儿子的灵进到我们的里面。
And also, when we are regenerated, this spirit of born again has entered us.
那个父与子、父与儿女的关系就在这个灵的里面被建立起来。
And the very relationship of Father with His children is established in this Holy Spirit.
我们不仅是一个蒙恩的儿女
，So we're not only children saved by His grace，
并且我们将来也要在神的家中承受一切的产业。
But also, we will inherit all the possessions in the house of God。
弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的恩典
！Oh, brothers and sisters, what a great, tremendous grace this is！
然后在圣经里面也讲到。基督的灵
And in the Bible, we also read the Spirit of Christ.
基督的灵内，在罗马书第八章那里讲到。
In Romans 8, we read.
若不是从基督的人灵所拯救的呢，就不是属基督的。
If you are not redeemed by Christ, the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Christ.
换句话说，基督在这里给我们看见主耶稣从死里复活，神立他为主为基督。
Here we see that Christ being raised from the dead has been established as the Prince, as the Lord.
基督呢，乃是弥赛亚，乃是拯救者。
We know Christ means Messiah, the Savior.
所以讲到基督的灵，乃是偏重于这一位拯救者的来到。
When we speak of the Spirit of Christ, we emphasize the fact that the Savior has now come.
所以圣经告诉我们基督的灵，他的拯救，如果我们不是借着这个基督的灵所拯救，就不是属基督的了。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that if we are not redeemed by the Spirit of Christ, then we do not belong to Him.
那在彼得前书第一章那里也让我们看见呢，基督的灵在旧约的时候就在众先知的里面来启示他们这一位要来的拯救者。
And also in 1 Peter 1, we see that the Spirit of Christ, even in Old Testament, had been testifying of this Messiah who was to come to save them.
那我们再来看耶稣的灵。
Now as to the Spirit of Jesus,
这是在《使徒行传》第十六章的时候。
We could read it in Acts 16.
那在那里讲到保罗第二次布道旅行。
There it was in Paul's second journey, the mission.
他们本来要在小亚细亚那一带继续工作。
Now they planned to continue to work in the province of Asia.
然后他们经过了几个地方之后呢，似乎耶稣的灵不再允许他们往前去。
After they had passed through several places, it seemed that the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them to go on.
然后呢，就有 马其顿的异象呢，呼召向保罗显现。
And then this Macedonia calling, Macedonia vision was given to Paul.
那耶稣的灵呢，似乎让我们感觉到呢，就是耶稣自己与我们同在。
So when we speak of the Spirit of Jesus, it's saying that the presence of Jesus, He is with us.
主在肉身当中，就好像在保罗在这些啊门徒的身上呢，在带领他们。
And the Lord Himself led His disciples as well as the other followers.
那圣经也提到耶稣基督的灵。
And the Bible also mentions the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
这在腓立比书第一章那里告诉我们。
As we can read this in Philippians 1.
因为在那里保罗是在监狱的里面。
At that point, Paul was imprisoned.
这里他说，至终呢，他知道耶稣基督的灵呢，要拯救他出离，脱离这个捆绑。
And there Paul said, in the end, he knew that through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he would be delivered from this imprisonment.
那这里似乎就是把耶稣的灵跟基督的灵呢，合在一起。
And here, the Spirit of Jesus, Spirit of Christ, is united.
让我们看见主好像在他的旁边帮助他，主的灵也要把他拯救出来。
As though the Lord Jesus was right next to Paul, and His Spirit would deliver Paul.
那讲到主的灵。
Then again, here we speak of the Spirit of Lord.
在哥林多后书第三章那里讲到主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
In 2 Corinthians, we read that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
那主的灵这里所强调的乃是主已经复活升天，被神立为主。
Here it emphasizes that the Lord was raised up from the dead, ascended on high, and was appointed the Lord by the Father.
他有权柄，他在掌权。
Therefore, He has this power, and He reigns.
所以哪里有主啊，哪里有与主反对，神的儿女在哪里受到捆绑，我们求告主的名。主的灵与我们同在，哪里就得到释放。
So wherever there is rebellion, wherever that God's children are bound, as we call on the name of the Lord is with us and will set us free.
这是我想许多弟兄姊妹在经历上是可以常常有经历的。
And I believe that many of experiences of our brothers and sisters can attest to this.
最后我们再看永远的灵。
Lastly, we consider this eternal spirit.
这个永远的灵呢，也许我们翻开圣经看一下。
Maybe we should refer to the verse.
在希伯来书第九章十四节。
That's Hebrews 9:14.
他说，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的罪行，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
这里把我们的主呢，用旧约献祭那个预表。
Now through the type of offering sacrifices in the Old Testament,
人来到神面前，或者大祭司来到神面前，必须献上羊羔。
We see that when people come before the high priest, they have to offer lambs.
那他必须要借着血才能够来到神面前。
And through the blood only could they come before God.
今天耶稣基督呢，在十字架上，他把自己完全的献给神。
Today, Christ Jesus had offered himself completely to God on the cross.
他乃是把自己交给这一位永远的灵。
He has committed himself to this eternal spirit.
那这一个永远的灵呢，乃是表明，当然一方面时间上是永无止境。
This eternal spirit signify the fact that it's timeless, it's without any restraint of time.
也告诉我们这个救恩是永远有效。
Telling us that the salvation is effective forever.
那另外一方面，希腊文原来的意思，这个永远呢，也讲到不朽坏。
Now, another meaning of this eternal spirit in its original language means imperishable.
所有的受造之物呢，都会朽坏。
All the creation is under the danger of being perishable.
但是这一位永远的灵是永不朽坏，就是神自己。
However, this eternal spirit that is God Himself is imperishable.
所以我们简单的借着圣经在新约里面给我们所看见，启示到圣灵多方面的名称的时候，我们就能够对于圣灵他的身位，并且他所表明出来的各方面，我们开始对他有一点的认识。
Through this brief examination of what the Holy Spirit is revealed in the Testament, we now can understand the person of the Holy Spirit and also the manifestation of the Holy Spirit's works.
那接下来我们再来开始看圣灵怎样在圣经中让我们看见他所有一切的工作。
Next, we'll consider how the Holy Spirit manifests His ministry in the Bible.
那我们从几方面来看，我们可以从救恩这一头来看，我们再来看他怎样带领我们进入真理，在圣徒的生活中，他怎样来带领我们，然后在侍奉中在做见证上面，他怎样来做工。
Now we can consider this from different perspectives in terms of salvation, in terms of guiding us into truth, in terms of our Christian living, and also in terms of our services and our testimonies.
我想呢，救恩这一个能够进到神的家这个罪气头呢，一切都是圣灵的工作。
Now, as to the salvation, the reason we can actually come into the house of God is all reinitiated by the Holy Spirit.
我们可以向人传福音。
And the reason we can preach the gospel to others.
但是若不是圣灵在人的心中开启人。
If we could preach the gospel to others, but if it's not for the revelation from the Holy Spirit,
能够借着圣灵来重生得救。
If it's not for that person to be born again through the Holy Spirit,
好像我们所传递的话语不能够产生什么果效。
Then all the words we share are fruitless.
所以当我们能够从救恩这一方面来认识圣灵的工作的时候。
So if we come to know the works of the Holy Spirit from the point of salvation,
盼望我们在传福音这件事上，我们能够有一个更准确的一个认识。
Then we would have a more accurate understanding of this gospel sharing.
那我们刚刚读的圣经呢，在那里主耶稣就讲说呢，圣灵就是保惠之来的呢，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
In the passage we just read, that the Lord Jesus says that when the Holy Spirit has come, He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
那主也给我们解释，为罪乃是因为人不相信他。
And the Lord also explained this to us, to convict the world of sin is because they do not believe in Him.
弟兄姊妹，什么是最大的罪
？So brothers and sisters, what's the gravest sin?
我们常常容易误会到，我没有做这个罪，我没有犯这个罪，我没有做这件事，所以我就是一个好的人。
We often have this misunderstanding that seeing that I have not done wrong, have not committed this thing, then I'm not a sinner.
但是主告诉我们最大的罪就是不愿意相信。
But as the Lord says, the greatest sin is not believing in Him.
当人从这个犯罪的亚当延伸下来之后，人已经亏缺了神的荣耀。
Ever since man coming out from this Adam who sinned, man has always been coming short of God's glory.
神把他的独生爱子为我们上十字架来解决人罪的问题。
God has given His beloved Son to die on the cross to solve the very problem of sin.
可是当人听见了福音却不愿意相信的时候，
But when people hear this gospel and are not willing to believe,
这是一个最大的罪。
This is the gravest sin.
我们任何的罪，耶稣基督都可以替我们解决。
The Lord Jesus Christ can solve all the sins for us.
因为他的宝血是永远有功效。
Because the efficacy of His blood is forever.
但是当人不愿意相信主的时候，这是一个极大的罪。
But when people are not willing to believe in the Lord, this is the greatest sin.
为义。
Now, convict the world for righteousness.
因为主到父那里去。
Because our Lord has gone to the Father.
犯罪的人永远没有办法来到神面前。
A sinner can never be able to come before God.
人只能受咒诅。
Man can only be cursed.
永远离开神的面。
Forever depart from the presence of God.
但是这一位义者耶稣。
But this is a righteous Jesus.
他是唯一的人类可以来到父的面前。
He is the only man who is qualified to come before God.
所以为义人就要看见这一位义者。
Therefore, concerning righteousness, people need to see this righteous.
为审判。
And also concerning judgment.
世界的王已经受了审判。
The ruler of this world is now judged.
当主耶稣死在十字架上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus died on the cross,
他已经败坏这一位掌死权的魔鬼。
He had corrupted the very one who has power over death.
他如今坐在父神宝座的右边。
Now Jesus is at the right side of the Father's throne.
等着仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Waiting for his enemy to become his footstool.
仇敌已经受了审判。
Therefore, this enemy of God has been judged.
所以我们看见借着主的死。
Therefore, here we see through the Lord's death.
他的复活。
Through his resurrection.
神能够开始在人的中间做那奇妙拯救的工作。
God is able to start that wonderful salvation among men.
那我们知道主耶稣在圣经里面也提到，人若不借着圣灵就不能重生。
And also in the Bible, the Lord Jesus says that man cannot be born again unless it is through the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵开始在人的心中工作，
Once the Holy Spirit starts working in man,
到一个地步人有了天上来的信心接受的时候，
To a point that man, this person has this faith from heaven and believes,
他就从圣灵重生了。
Then he's born of the Holy Spirit.
他就能够进神的国。
He's able to enter the kingdom God.
他也见神的国。
And also he's able to see the kingdom God.
所以当我们跟福音朋友在那里交通的时候，
So as we are sharing with all the gospel friends,
我们常常问他说，你最近聚会觉得如何啊？
We often ask them, how do you feel having been meeting with us?
如果他开始有那个重生的经历的时候，
Now if this person does have this experience of regeneration,
他就开始会交通一些他怎样见了神的国。
Then he probably will start sharing on how he actually see the kingdom God.
这是一个奇妙的一个经历。
And this is such an amazing experience.
弟兄姊妹，
Now brothers and sisters, next.
我们对着神那一个态度。
Now as to our attitude toward our God,
我们会有一个180度的一个转变。
And we will have this complete change of attitude in our heart.
罪人、天然人乃是抵挡神的。
Sinners, the natural man, opposes God.
但是当我们接受主的时候，
But once we receive the Lord,
那一个儿子的灵进到我们的里面，
Once the spirit of the Son enters us,
我们觉得神是这么样的可亲可爱。
Then we feel our God is so loving, so dear.
我们对着主的救恩是满了感谢。
Then we are filled with this thanksgiving toward His salvation.
我们看到弟兄姊妹就好像我肉身的弟兄姊妹。
When we see our brothers and sisters, we just feel they are like our biological siblings.
这一个都是在圣灵的工作的里面，人一个忽然的一个转变。
And this is such a sudden change as the Holy Spirit works among man.
并且呢，圣经也告诉我们。
And also the Bible declares that
我们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
并且呢，这圣灵是我们将来得基业的一个凭据，就是指
Who is the guarantee of our inheritances at the time of the redemption of the purchased possession?
一方面，圣灵临到我们身上做印记，就是盖上盖章呢，表明我们是属神的。
On the one hand, this Holy Spirit is a guarantee sealed us, indicating that we belong to God.
然后呢？他又成为我们的职。
On the other hand, he is our deposit.
对，就是一个 down payment.
And he is our down payment.
将来我们要承受的产业有多丰富、多伟大，是我们眼睛未曾看见、耳朵未曾听见、心中从未想过的。
As to the inheritance to come, as to how magnificent, how great this inheritance would be, this is something our ear has never heard, our eye has never seen, nor has ever entered into the heart.
圣灵做那个职就是一点点，先让我们尝一点。
Now, this Holy Spirit as a down payment, it simply allows us to taste a bit of this.
他告诉我们将来会有更丰富。
Telling us that what comes next is more abundant.
弟兄姊妹，这就是圣经，也是给我们所可以慢慢在基督徒的生活当中，我们就一直开始在经历这一些。
Brothers and sisters, all of those things I have said could be experienced gradually in our Christian living.
我们是在传福音的时候，何等需要求主在人的心中给人家有一个开启。
When we share the gospel with others, how we have to ask for the Lord's revelation, so give this light to others.
我们可以讲很多我们对于真理的认识，或者对于我们跟随主的许多的经历。
We could talk much about our understanding of the truth or all the experiences of our journey following the Lord.
但是如果圣灵不开始在人的灵里面开始工作光照的时候，
But if the Holy Spirit does not work enlightened in man's heart,
也许人可以点点头，
Your audience may nod his or her head,
但是里面没有蒙拯救，
But that person has never been saved from within.
所以一切的工作都是在乎于这一位施恩的主。
Therefore, all of our works depend upon the very Lord who gives grace.
所以我们看保罗在传福音的时候，
So as we see Paul preaching the gospel,
他每一次写书信给众教会弟兄姊妹，
Every time when he writes epistles to all the brothers and sisters among all the churches,
他需要众圣徒为他 祷告。
He always asked all the saints to pray for him.
求神为他开传福音的门。
He always asked God to open this door of gospel for him.
叫他所传出去的话语不致落了空。
So that the word that he preaches will not be made of no effect.
弟兄姊妹，我们也要常有这样的心思。
So likewise, brothers and sisters, let's all have the same attitude.
因为如果我们还存着一个不过是在肉身在外面的一个话语的传递而已。
If our mindset is still limited to this external sharing of the words of the gospel in your flesh,
而忽略了圣灵是怎样在人的里面拯救人。
But neglecting how the Holy Spirit save people from within,
那就非常的可惜。
Then it's going to be quite a shame.
好，那我们再来看第二个方面，就是当我们蒙恩得救以后，圣灵怎样带领我们进入一切的真理。
Now next we will consider after we are saved by His grace, how the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
这里他说圣灵来要叫我们明白，但是这个明白实际上的意思就是进入真理。
Now, the Chinese version of the Bible says the Holy Spirit will come to help us to understand, but actually it is to guide us into all the truth.
我想明白呢，不单单只是我们对神的话、对真理一些讲解或者是认识而已。
Now, this to understand the truth is not limited to the exposition, the explanation of the objective truth.
真理它本身都是一个实际。
As we know that the truth in itself is reality.
这一个实际呢，不会因着时间而有所改变。
This reality will not be changed because of time.
也不会因着环境而有所改变。
Nor will it be changed because of the circumstances.
常常有人说这些真理的讲解是适应在主耶稣的时代。
Many people would say all the explanations of the truth are only adaptable in Jesus' time.
他所处的环境是那个时候，所以这些现在已经不在我们现今的时代，所以这些已经不适用。
The environment that Jesus Christ was once in is no longer ours, so the truth does not apply anymore.
弟兄姊妹，真理的背后那个实际是不会改变。
Brothers and sisters, the very reality behind the truth never changes.
地点也不会改变。
Nor will the localities change.
对，那个在中国或者是在美国。
Regardless where you might be,
常常我们听说哦，这是中国人才有的，在美国已经不适应。
The truth does not change. People often say, this only is applicable in China, not in the States.
但是弟兄姊妹，只要讲到真理，这个实际呢，不会受这些时空的限制。
Now, but let us all know this, brothers and sisters. Whenever we speak of truth, it is not changeable according to the time or locality or space.
所以我们必须要记得，当我们去读圣经的时候，我们何等需要求这一位赐人智慧和启示的灵，这一位真理的圣灵呢？来带领我们进入许多的真理。
Therefore, when we study the Bible, we really have to implore the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of revelation and wisdom to guide us into the truth.
那我们常常弟兄姊妹，我想都会有这样的经历。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, we often have this kind of experience.
我们读圣经好像主的话也明白了。
That as we study the Bible, it seems that we all understand the words.
但是突然间我们可能在一个环境里面遭遇一些事情。
And then it comes that maybe you experience something, a certain situation.
然后突然间主把 圣经某一些话呢，照亮在我们的心中。
And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit enlightens certain words of the Bible into our hearts.
然后这些话呢，就刚好准确的面对我们所遭遇的环境，或者把我们带出那个环境，或者让我们看见我们所遇见的这些事情，它的本质是什么。
And these words so aptly describe the very essence of the things we encounter, and also are able to deliver us from this specific situation.
这时候我们突然间就说，哦，我明白了。
Then we would say all of a sudden, now I understand it.
这个就是真理的灵。
And this is the spirit of truth.
他带领我们进入一切的真理。
He is leading us into all truth.
并且真理的圣灵内，他常常住在我们的里面，用恩膏的教训来带领我们。
And also this spirit of truth always indwells us, and he leads us through the anointing.
圣经呢，用恩膏这个字呢，非常的有意思。
It's really very intriguing that the Bible uses this word anointing.
也许有机会我们会更深的在交通这一方面。
Maybe in some other occasions we might be able to share this very word anointing in much more depth.
基督徒呢，遇见一些问题的时候
，When Christians encounter problems,
我们常常说。这就是合乎主的心意。
We often say that is this the will of God?
所以我们常常呢就开始在圣经里面寻索。
Therefore, we often search in the scriptures.
然后我们想，这一句话可能就是应用我这个所面对的环境。
Then we say, maybe this statement can be applied to my specific situation.
甚至我们就说，哦，对了，这就是神的旨意。
And we probably would say, that's it. This is the will of God.
但是为什么圣经在这里把圣灵用另外一个字来表达，恩膏？
Now, why is it the Holy Spirit is expressed in another word, the unction, the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，恩膏呢？这个字乃是表明，不是我们去寻索神的话。
This anointing tells us that it is not we looking for God's word.
乃是神把他的话像膏油一样涂抹在我们的灵里头。
But instead, it is God.Anoint His word like ointment in our hearts.
这一句话是从神而来的。
Now this word is from God.
它的感觉就像膏油一样。
The feeling you have toward this God, this word is just like receiving this anointing.
不是我在那里脑力的一个激荡。
It's not the outcome of my using my brains.
乃是一个非常舒服、一个平安那一种感觉呢，你就马上直觉到神就是这样带领我。
It is a very refreshing, peaceful feeling that this is the Lord's leading.
所以圣经才特别用恩膏这一个字。
And this is why the Bible specifically uses this word anointing.
我想这非常的直觉。
This is very intuitive,
非常的主观,
very subjective.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你开始在学习在恩膏里面行走的时候,
But brothers and sisters, as you start learning to walk in this anointing,
你开始感觉到那个恩膏跟我的寻索不一样的时候,
When you feel that this anointing is different from that I have been searching for,
你就知道什么是出于神,什么恐怕还不是。
Then you will understand what is from God as opposed to what is not from God.
这是我们跟随主一个很重要的学习。
And this is a very crucial learning that we have to accumulate as we follow Him.
因为当我们开始慢慢知道从主来这个恩膏的时候， 我们一生在跟随主的路上要蒙极大极大的祝福。
As we start gradually to understand this anointing, then this learning will greatly bless us in our journey of following Him.
好，我们只能够停在这里。我们再看一个，就是圣灵呢，它是参透万事。
Now we have to stop at this point on the anointing. Next, we'll consider that the Holy Spirit searches all things.
那就是神深奥的事，他也能够参透。
Even the depths of God, the Holy Spirit can search.
我想我就简单的用一个例子，弟兄姊妹盼望能够明白。
I will just share with you a very simple example. Hopefully, you can understand this point.
从前有一个弟兄呢，他有一次跟我有一点交通。
Now, once a brother had some fellowship with me.
他说我现在呢，在我家里。
He said now in my home.
因为我的太太跟女儿呢，他们都不信主。
My wife and my daughter, they're unbelievers.
然后我们常常在家里讲一些事情或讨论一些事或者判断一些事情的时候。
So many times when we talk about things, when we have to pass judgment on certain things, make decisions.
他说，哦，我最近觉得呢，我的判断越来越准确，而且看得非常准。
He told me that the more and more I feel that my decision is accurate.And more and more, I feel my judgment is so sharp.
而且呢，常常让我自己都很讶异。
This even sometimes amazes myself.
我就跟他讲说，弟兄啊，真是感谢主。
So I told him, brother, oh, I really thank the Lord.
因为圣灵住在你的里面。
It's because the Holy Spirit indwells you.
神的灵让你能够看见。许多世人所看不见的事。
The Spirit of God is enable you to see many things the world cannot.
你能够从属灵的眼光来判断属世的事情。
So you can judge the earthly matters from the perspective of spiritual viewpoint.
很自然你就有一个准确的判断。
So very readily you would have this accurate decision made.
感谢主，我们都有主的灵住在我们的里面。
Now we thank the Lord that we all have this Holy Spirit indwelling us.
他要带领我们进入明白真理。
He is going to lead us into all truth.
最后，我们只能够在简单的交通基督徒生活方面。
Lastly, we will share on Christian living very briefly.
我想在我们的生活上呢，主实在是非常的恩待我们。
And I believe that in our life, the Lord has been so gracious.
主在圣灵里面是恩典给我们。
That the Lord in His Spirit has been imparted this grace to us.
我们从恩典入门。
We enter through grace.
我们也在恩典里面教我们成全。
And also in grace, we will be perfected.
所以我们怎样领受这些恩典呢？
So how do we receive all this grace?
主在圣灵里面把恩典交通给我们。
The Lord in His Spirit has been giving us all this grace.
而这些恩典实在说来都是主自己。
Actually, strictly speaking, all the aspects of grace boils down to the very fact that the grace is God Himself.
所以当我们每一次经历主恩典多的时候呢，我们就更多的认识主。
The more we experience the grace of the Lord, the more we come to know Him.
所以感谢主呢，圣灵实在乐意施恩给我们。
So we thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit is pleased to.Indul all this grace to us.
我想我们今天就先停在这里了下一次我盼望弟兄姊妹回去有一点时间把讲义其他的稍微看一下那以后有机会呢我们再继续交通。
Now we have to stop at this point now. Brothers and sisters, would you please take this outline home and read other points? And Lord willing, we will have some other sharing on this Holy Spirit.
那今天所讲，总而言之呢？
Now to sum it up, all what I said today.
圣灵已经住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit has now indwelled us.
我们如果能够去认识他更多。
If we are able to know him more,
我们能够享受主所要赐给我们真正属灵的福分越多。
Then we'll be enjoy the real spiritual blessings from God more, and that's what the Lord really wants us to do.
今天我们属灵的生活常常贫穷。
Today our spiritual life seems so impoverished.
因为我们不晓得主在圣灵里面所要交通给我们的有多少。
It is because that we really do not know that which the Lord wants to fellowship with us in His Spirit.
当然我们不是说我们已经都认识了。
Now we're not saying that we know completely this Holy Spirit.
我们也是一起一直在追求认识。
It simply is that together we will pursue, we will come to know Him more.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在新的年度，我们走主的道路，我们认识主，能够在属灵上更多的有进展。
Now in this new year, as we pursue after knowing Him, we walk in His way, we will all together strive to be more. Deeply rooted in Him.
好，我们把感谢归给主。
Now we give all the thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have further word of prayer?
主，我们实在把这些残缺不全的话交在你恩手中。
Lord, we simply complete all this fragmented sharing into your hand.
我们承认我们对你对圣灵的认识是何等的少。
We admit how little we know your spirit.
也很多时候是这样的模糊。
And so many times the understanding of the Holy Spirit is so blurry to us.
哦，主，愿意你在恩典中更多的怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, may you have more mercy on us in your grace.
带领我们。
Lead us on.
我们实在愿意学习更多的认识你。
We really want to learn to know you more.
让我们能够尊主为大。
So that in all things you will be magnified.
让父子圣灵在我们的身上，在我们的心中能够真实的掌权。
So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will truly reign in our hearts.
好叫你的恩典在我们的身上，在教会中，甚至能够带来这属天的祝福。
So that your grace in us individually and also in the church corporately will bring in this true blessing.
不仅教会在这里能够被建立起来。
Not only is the church being edified.
并且能够吸引万人来归向你。
But also the church will draw all people to you.
我们把一切感谢、荣耀、敬拜归给主。
Lord, we just offer to you with all the thanksgiving, all the glory, and all the worship.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thankfulness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for His grace.
借着弟兄，让我们更多一些的认识圣灵。
That through our brother we may understand more of the Holy Spirit.
我们真是求主让借着圣灵，真是让我们弟兄交通的话，我们读的这些圣经的经文。
That through the scriptures we read, through the sharing from our brother.